Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Gas prices just keep rising following the war in Iran.
Gas jumped about 23 cents for a gallon of regular. It's the first time since November the national average has topped $3.
And is there a chance to save the deer on Catalina Island?
If you say there are so many deer you have to kill every last animal, you don't guess, you verify.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Wednesday with me. These are some of the stories making headlines today, March 4th, 2026. A young boy has passed after he suffered a cardiac arrest at soccer practice. Gas prices are rising an insane amount. Deer in Catalina have a fighting chance. K-pop Demon Hunter's special tie to Los Angeles. A fun new Vegas wedding venue for one day only. And the history of the first Transamerica foot race. But first, a story in Yerba Linda. A man has been charged with a felony and child endangerment after he modified his 12-year-old son's e-bike into an e-motorcycle. More now from Pete Demetrio.
Richard Esseline reportedly bought an e-bike for his son in late 2024 and helped to modify it to turn it into an e-motorcycle capable of operating at extreme speeds. Kimberly Eds with the Orange County District Attorney's Office explained what was done.
The pedals that had been installed by the manufacturer had been removed and replaced with motorcycle pedals, which makes it illegal to be classified as an e-bike. It also had the manufacturer installed governor rewired so that it no longer limited the speed of the vehicle to 20 miles an hour, but allowed it to go up to speeds of 60 miles an hour.
The 12-year-old was riding the modified e-bike / motorcycle without having a valid license, registration, or insurance when he ran a red light on La Palma Avenue last July 20th and was struck by a car. The boy suffered a brain bleed, fractures of his skull, as well as broken ribs and leg injuries. He recovered from his injuries, but Richard Esseline is now facing up to 6 years in prison if convicted on felony child endangerment and abuse charges.
Some really bad news in San Bernardino. After collapsing at soccer practice, a 12-year-old boy has passed away and his cause of death has not yet been determined by a coroner. His uncle posted on Facebook a few days ago to update people on his condition, stating that his nephew, Adriel, was having breathing trouble and went into cardiac arrest soon after. He was brought to a hospital, but he had already passed at the time of his arrival. They said he had no prior medical issues they were aware of, and the family is grieving this huge loss. Gas prices are rising, and Angelenos are feeling it. Prices are currently the highest they have been since the fall, with a current average of $4.81 a gallon. This is even an 8-cent rise from yesterday, where on my way home, I filled up 5 gallons for $32. And I remember in high school in the Midwest filling up my whole tank for that same amount. Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady has more on how the war is continuing to affect these prices.
There are real fears a longer conflict could lead to higher inflation. One reason? Rising gasoline prices. In just 1 week, gas jumped about 23 cents for a gallon of regular. It's the first time since November the national average has topped $3. And further, rising fuel costs could raise prices on pretty much everything.
Have you heard about the plan to exterminate the deer population in Catalina Island? Well, earlier this year, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife approved an effort from the Catalina Island Conservancy to kill and sterilize the invasive mule deer in order to properly preserve the national park. Ground-based professionals would be hired to carry out the plan with rifles, drones, and detection dogs. A letter from the LA County Council outlined their issues with the proposal, citing unnecessary violence and, quote, a disregard for critical wildfire safety. The letter cited, without mule deer helping control vegetation, the measure would increase the danger of wildfires. This letter comes after the county fire chief says grazing by the deer cuts fire risks. LA County Supervisor Janice Hahn represents the island and says she thinks there are other reasons to oppose the plan.
We're being told it's about cost, but spending millions on professional sharpshooters over 5 years while dismissing contraception options that cost a fraction of that doesn't sound like real fiscal responsibility to me. We're being told this is about science. Then why hasn't there been a full, transparent, island-wide count of the deer using the best available technology? If you say there are so many deer you have to kill every last animal, you don't guess, you verify.
Here's something I bet y'all didn't know. The hit animated film that captured a global audience was written by two graduates from Loyola Marymount University. That's right. K-pop Demon Hunters was a project Dania Jimenez and her writing partner wholeheartedly loved and believed in. But the production process, especially for animated features, takes an obscene amount of time. It was when Jimenez's family in Mexico started to take interest after the project took off that made her realize just how huge their movie had gotten. The director of the film noted that the characters were largely based off of the college pair, making the picture more authentic to audiences. The two writers said their partnership works so well because it was founded on a very important base: friendship. The movie currently has two Oscar nominations, one for Best Animated Feature and one for Best Original Score for their hit song, Golden. Wedding bells are ringing for Zendaya on screen and off screen. Studio A24 is opening a wedding chapel on the Las Vegas Strip next Saturday, March the 14th, to promote the outlet's latest movie, The Drama, starring my favorite actress, Zendaya, and Robert Pattinson. Those of y'all looking to tie the knot can get married there for realsies, and A24 is accepting submissions. The website says, a love like yours deserves a wedding that raises the stakes. Why not do it in Vegas? There's music, flowers, bubbles on ice, and keepsakes you won't find anywhere else on the Strip. We've got witnesses if you need them, a photographer to catch every second, and a few surprises that'd even make Elvis blush. The chapel opens at 10 a.m. and closes at midnight. Reservations only at thedramawedding.com. The Drama hits theaters April 3rd. And did you know on this day in 1928, the Trans-America Foot Race, also known as the Bunyan Run, began in Los Angeles at Legion Ascot Speedway. The race was a total of 3,423.5 miles, ending at the iconic Madison Square Garden in New York City. 199 runners started the race, and only 55 would cross the finish line. The race followed Route 66 through Missouri, and Oklahoma native Andy Payne was the first to cross the finish line May 26th, receiving the cash prize of $25,000. Adjusted for current times, that would be over $400,000 in winnings. Well, that's it for today's edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.